ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. I wonder how many of our listeners have tried the breakfast plan that I mentioned the other night. Remember? A glass of Horlicks malted milk hot in the place of tea or milk or coffee. Besides being a delicious, welcome change, Horlicks makes a fine, healthful beverage for young and old alike. A valuable addition to the diet. That's because of the vitamins and minerals that this famous malted milk contains. In addition to that, Horlicks is so much easier to digest that it keeps you feeling cheerful and alert all day. It agrees with the weakest stomach. So if you haven't any Horlicks in the house, get a package now from your druggist. Then start the day right, the Horlicks way. You'll find many other uses for Horlicks also. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, the wedding of Evelina and Frank Foster has been definitely called off. And Lum is taking advantage of the situation by courting Evelina right off her feet. Her romance with Frank Foster just made the old fellow realize how much he really cared for her. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Dick Huddleston over at the Jot 'em Down store talking with Lum and Abner. Listen.
Yeah, I believe me and Evelina are more in love with one another now than we ever were.
Well, it looked like old times to you two out there meeting together yesterday, Lon.
Well, sure, my nigh everybody said that. Any number of them come up to us again, services was over, and told us how proud he was to see us keeping company with one another again.
Oh, I don't think nobody wanted to see her marry Frank Foster in the first place. I reckon that's the reason they're glad.
Oh, that'd been the biggest mistake she ever made.
Well, Lum, that sort of leaves it up to you now. You kept her from marrying Frank. You better get busy before somebody else tries to take her away from you again.
Yeah, I think me and her will be getting married before long now. I've got to get me a diamond engagement ring somewhere.
Well, now, she give Frank his ring back, why don't you just buy that and offer him? I bound you'd sell it pretty cheap now.
Granny, that's right. I hadn't thought about that.
Well, I doubt if Frank could sell it to you, Lump, if he knew what you wanted with it.
Yeah, he's just mean enough to try to charge me two prices for it.
Yeah,
he just like
it. You ought to told Evelina not to give it back to him, what you ought to do.
Yeah, I'm not worrying about that. I can get her a ring, all right. I'm going to get her a solid 14-carat diamond. That'll make that little old ring he give her look like 2 cents.
Well, man, I've got to get on back over the store. I left the wife to look after things, and she's got to take out and go to the house and do the washing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you stopped by, Dick.
Yeah, come back again, Dick. Much obliged for bringing the mail over.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. I'll come by here anyway.
Yeah, Dick seemed to like the plans we got for remodeling our store, didn't he?
Yeah. I believe that was a good suggest he made there, though, about putting all the groceries on one side of the store and all the dry goods on the other, Lum.
Yeah, only trouble it'll be a nuisance walking backwards and forwards that way. Be about my luck to be standing over on the grocery side and somebody come in and want some dry goods, dress pattern or something like that. And I'll have to walk clean across the store to wait on
it. Yeah, like you said, though, it don't look right to have canned goods and shoes stacked right up on the shelf together that way.
No, but I still say it's a heap handier that way. Wish we could run their store sort of like one of them cafeterias where we head over at Greenwood.
You mean put a eating place in here?
No, but let everybody wait on themselves. They could go around and pick out what stuff they wanted, and me and you could stand up there at the front door and search them and take their money as they go out.
Yeah, but supposing they go out the back door.
Yeah, that's right. Looks like it's all or something. Wait a minute. Who's that driving up out there in front?
Oh.
Stranger to me.
Yeah, I don't believe I even know the horse.
He's a dressed-up sort of a feller, ain't he?
Yeah, more like that drummer's what he is.
And he's just wasting his time calling on us, then, for we ain't buying nothing till we get this store remodeled. Ain't got no place to put the stuff if it was to buy it.
Yeah, come in, sir. Come right in.
Oh, how do you do? How do you do? I just wonder if you gentlemen could tell me where the old Phil Robinson place is located.
Oh, Robinson place?
Yes, I believe that's the name, Robson.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon he means the old Uncle Phil Robson place, Abner, up there on Brush Creek.
Oh, yeah, more like that.
Yes, yeah, the Phil Robson place. I believe that is what they call it.
Well, I can tell you where it's at, but there ain't nobody lives there. That farm's laid out now for about 10 years. House is burned down and everything.
Yes, I understand it is. Well, I wanted to look at it. I was thinking of building a summer home out there, a kind of a mountain lodge.
Lodge? Well, of course, it's your own business, but I don't believe you'll do no good with the lodge way out there. Most of us fellas around here belongs to the woodmen of the world anyway.
No. I mean to fix the place up. Bring my family out here during the summer. And tell me there's some beautiful scenery around there.
Yeah, well, I don't know where I'd say that or not. You can't see much of anything for the dead blame mountains out there. But if you want to go ahead out there, well, I can tell you how to go. Yeah, just follow that road right out there in front of the store till you get to the southeast corner of Uncle Henry Lunsford's fence.
Well, he don't know where Uncle Henry Lunsford's place is, Abner.
Oh, no, that's right. Well, it's the first place you come to on the right after you pass Ham Douglas's there.
Yeah, well, Abner, this gentleman is a stranger. He don't know where Ham Douglas lives.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you do, mister. Just follow that road out there for about 4 miles and a quarter. You'll come to a fork. Now, the right-hand fork will take you down through Hogjaw Valley and over in the Crystal Hill settlement.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go that way if you're looking for the old Robson place,
no.
Or that road bears sort of south. You want to go north, so you take the left-hand fork. Or just ask any of them houses along there, or ask the folks in them, rather. They can tell you where they live at.
Oh, yeah, they all know where it's at. Now, you might have to ford the river. It appears to me that I heard somebody say that bridge had washed out down there.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I think I can find it.
Oh, yeah, you won't have no trouble.
Yeah, I hope you decide to locate here. And if you do, don't forget you've got a complete line of, might not anything in the way of merchandise right here.
Yeah.
That is, except stick bluing and lamp wicks. I believe we're out of them right now.
Yeah, but by the time he gets a house built and moved in, we ought to have them all.
Yeah. My granny, that's a right pretty ring you're polishing up there. Is that a solid diamond?
Oh, yes, that's a 3-carat stone. Yeah, that stone we've had in our family for several generations now.
Well, a feller never know it. It just sparkles just like a brand new one.
Yeah, I'm going to get Evelina a 14-carat solid gold one.
Yeah.
Of course, you don't know Evelina, but her and me's liable to get married just any day now. She's single, too.
Yeah, her and Mom's got up a case.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for the information. I'll have to be going.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, come in again.
Yeah, I hope you're okay here.
Well, thank you.
He's a right nice fellow, aren't he?
Yeah, I hope he does move in here. Body can tell by looking at him, he's got money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet he's richer than bottom land. We need folks like him here in the community.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind to join up with that lodge he's talking about putting in, but I know Elizabeth never would let me out long enough at night to go clean out there to meet and it wouldn't do me no good to join up.
Well, I don't think that's the kind of a lodge he's talking about, Abby.
Huh?
Must have been something else besides the
he
wood.
He said lodge. That's what he said.
Wait, I heard him. Wait a minute. Huh? What's wrong out there? Looks like he's lost something.
Yeah. Must have dropped something in the road there. Yeah, we ought to help him look for it.
Yeah, come on. Let's go out there and see if we can help him.
Yeah, he's such a nice fella. I wished me and him was kin to one another.
Well, he sure lost something, all right. Well, he's scratching around there in the sand there.
Yeah, what's the matter? Did you lose something?
Why, yes. I just started to cross the road here to get in the buggy, and I dropped the diamond out of that ring I was just showing you.
Well, I do know. Well,
that'll be hard to find there in that sand.
Yes, it will.
You sure you dropped it right there? Yeah. Well, I had my handkerchief out polishing it and just happened to notice it was gone.
Well, it ought to be around here somewhere, then. We'll find it shortly.
Yes, I hope so. But I wanted to get out and look at that farm this afternoon. I've got to be back in Mena in time to catch that 7 o'clock train.
Yeah, well, now, we'll find it. Don't you worry.
Yeah, now, don't worry. I'll run in there and get a flour sifter out of the store.
Yeah.
And Granny's, we'll sift every bit of this sand out here till we do find it.
Yeah, that's the thing to do. We'll locate it.
Well, I tell you, I just got to going out to that farm, made a special trip out here to see it. I can come back by here, and if you found it, I'll be glad to pay you for it. I'll give whoever finds it $200.
$200? Well, we'll find it, then, or turn this road upside down or gone.
Well, I hope you do. I'll be back sometime this afternoon. I appreciate you helping me out this
Not at all, not at all, no.
Get up.
Now, don't you worry now. We'll find it. You just go right ahead and look at the farm. $200.
Here, I brung two sifters. Yeah, where's he going? Did you find it?
No, he said he had to get on over there and look at that farm, but he's going to give $200 to whoever finds it for him.
$200?
Yes, sir. That's just what he said. Give me one of them sifters here.
Yeah, Granny, I told you he had a lot of money. Let me get to looking here.
Oh, dadgummit, here comes Squire Skin. Let him know what it is that he's lost, you know. He'd about keep it. That's just about what it happened.
Yeah, that fella never said, but I bound you that diamond's worth $1,000 about you.
Yeah. Now, don't let on to Squire now, whatever you do.
No, don't tell him what we're looking for. He's a kind of a fella who'd try to beat somebody out or something.
Why, sure.
Got over the way he did us on that circus deal.
No, sir. Me neither. Just about what he do is keep it for himself.
Bought that circus for $1,000 and sold it for $4,000.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Howdy, Squire.
Yeah, what's going on here? You lost something?
Well, yeah.
What do you think we're doing, making mud pies?
Well, maybe I can help you here. I've got mighty good eyes. Now, what is we're looking for now?
No, nothing much. If you find anything, why, just let us know. We're just looking. Feller lost something here a minute ago.
Well, I'll declare. Well, looky here.
Huh?
I picked this up the first thing. It looks like a diamond here.
Let's see that,
Squire. Well, I'll be dead blame. That's just what we're looking for.
I'll give you $10 for that, Squire, right now. Not ask no questions.
No. I couldn't think of it, Lum. This stone here is worth a lot of money. You can tell that.
I know it, but I want to get it back for this friend of mine. It's his, and I don't want it for myself. I'll give you $25 for it.
I don't. I'll give you $50 for it.
$75.
Well, give me $100, and I'll turn it over to you. The first one that gives me $100 can have this diamond.
Well, it looks like the old fellows might get back a part of that money that Squire beat them out of in the circus business. And now, here's a scene that most of you will recognize. Miss Grace Bradley and her friend Miss Martin are looking over the menu in a Cleveland restaurant. Listen.
Well, Joan, what do we have?
I know what I should have. Nothing.
Oh, go on. You must eat.
Well, you're not that heavy.
No, and I'm not that light either.
And to think what I've done to get my weight down. I must have spent a fortune, Grace.
And just look at me.
Did you ever try that weight control plan you hear about over the radio? On the Lum and Abner program.
Never did. Guess that's one plan I've missed.
Well, I never have either. I don't need to. But I've heard a friend of mine talk about it. It's called the Horlick Weight Control Plan.
How does it work, Grace?
Oh, why don't you talk to my friend about it, Joan? Her name's Mrs. Jackson. She's tried it, and it worked wonders for her.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our scene changes to the home of Mrs. Jackson, Grace's friend. It's later the same day. Joan Martin, taking her friend's advice, has called on Mrs. Jackson. Listen.
And is that all there is to it? Just a glass of Horlick's malted milk in place of a heavy lunch?
That's all there's to it.
But, Mrs. Jackson, I'm used to a big midday meal, you know. Won't I get hungry later in the day?
Not a bit. That's the beauty of the plan.
Horlick's readily takes the place of a heavier meal because it's so very satisfying. That's why the plan's so safe. And you can take a second glass later at the fatigue period in mid-afternoon. If you, feel that you need it. Or you may dissolve a few Horlick's lunch tablets in your mouth for quick energy.
Mrs. Jackson, I'm really awfully grateful for all you told me. I do want to control my weight.
And I know you will, Miss Martin. I'll never forget what Horlick's has done for me.
This is Carlton Brickert speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who now bid you all good night and good health.